reset. Breathing dead breath, mangled legs splayed, claw like atop this total godlike, illuminated by a single shaft of sunlight. Fossilized figure, formidable physical form mixed with mineral, that mass fear visceral, let throat high, its outline caught eye and turned stern, faces ghost white. They were so surprised to see it rise from the pit, and yes, it was pissed. Curled inward like a fist, it hadn't eaten in ages, and although its flesh had wasted, its claws still lengthened, so that when it awakened, it was more than equipped for efficient predation. Now feel that ancient spirit rise rhythmic as I bear witness the prehistoric events which were never written, and I record them. Allow me to introduce myself, the historian. As soon as the cold flesh had thawed out, she stretched her retractile claws out and stomped sound rhythm into substrate. Across the terrain she would migrate, two tasks characterized by a singular violent mind state. Locate prey, find a mate. Life form pterodactyl lean, bright green eyes mesmerizes mean. She ate the meat of weaklings and picked her teeth clean. The skeletal fragments then cast them aside, leaving a path back to the very nest she had hatched in, thereby answering a plethora of questions scientists have been asking. Yes, she's been here all along. Yes, she's unfathomably strong. Yes, she seems to be looking to spawn many more like her, which is why you've got good reason to be thinking that if we can't stop her, she is our extinction. I feel that ancient spirit rise with me as I bear witness the prehistoric events which were never written, and I record them. Allow me to introduce himself, the historian. For I was born of the soil, I breathed this air and ate this vegetation. Now I attempt to give respect to all things that are ancient. Behold, my friends, as earth beasts awaken.